Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from How Stuff Works. Hi, Brain Stuff. Lauren Vogelbaum here. I've got a classic Brain Stuff episode for you today, performed by our previous host, Christian Sager, and written by me. In this one, I wanted to find out how one-way mirrors work. Christian will explain.
Hey, I'm Christian Sager, this is Brainstuff, and today we're talking about one-way mirrors, a.k.a. two-way mirrors, a.k.a. half-silvered mirrors, a.k.a. transparent mirrors, a.k.a. security mirrors, a.k.a. surveillance mirrors, a.k.a. observatortrons. I don't know if that last one's a real thing. You know, those things that you see in crime dramas, when one cop is interrogating a suspect while another one watches through a window that appears from the suspect's side to be a mirror. That is not magic. TV cops aren't wizards, and transparent mirrors, they're science. A regular old mirror, the kind hanging over your bathroom sink, that's a sheet of glass holding up an extremely thin layer of reflective metal, and I mean thin. It's less than a micron thin. The metal comes in the form of a metallic salt, which can be dissolved in liquid and sprayed onto the glass in a process called silvering. That's because silver, in the form of silver nitrate, was the first stuff used for this process. These days, most mirrors are actually silvered with aluminum, which is cheaper and sturdier. And once it dries, the reflective layer is given an opaque backing to, first of all, protect it from scratches, and then to stop any light that manages to dodge through the metal layer. Without this backing, you'd be able to faintly see the wall behind it. See, photons are tricky, and mirrors, they're not perfect. But what if you purposely make a mirror imperfect? Manufacturers of translucent mirrors spray an even thinner, more sparse layer of silvering onto the glass, meaning it reflects less light. For example, let's say half the light of an ordinary mirror, and okay, a little light gets absorbed by the silvering, but the rest passes straight through the glass like it's a window, which it is. A translucent mirror is just a reflective window. And it's a window from both sides. Depending on the manufacturing process, it might be slightly more reflective from one side, but you can look through it from either. So how come the suspect sees his reflection, but the cop sees the suspect? Well, it's just a trick of the light. The observer's room is kept dark, while the observee's room is lit up very bright. So, on the cop's side, more light is coming through the glass than being reflected from the room. And from the suspect's side, more light is reflecting from the room than being transmitted through the glass. And hey, people ask about this a lot. If you ever want to test a mirror to see if it's translucent, block the light around you and try to peer through. A bright flashlight can help illuminate anything that might be behind that mirror.
Today's episode was produced by Tyler Klang. I'm realizing as I'm going through these how many times I worked references to wizards into my scripts. For a visual description of how one-way mirrors work, check out the video version of this episode on YouTube. And, of course, for lots more completely translucent topics, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.